Good morning, listeners. This week, I'm answering questions about networking, leaving messages, etiquette related to in-laws, and some dining etiquette. Our first question. I just graduated and have to find a job, but I really dislike networking. Is it that important? Answer. Let me put it this way. Networking is one letter away from not working. Whether you're looking for a job or looking for clients, networking is vital to your success. Even if you have a job, it's still important to keep connected to your community. You never know when you might lose your job or want to change jobs. If you have a network already, you won't have to scramble to build one. Years ago, I worked for Washington Mutual. I left the company before it was taken over by the FDIC, but many of my friends were still there. They never expected the company to go under. So when they were laid off, most of them had no network to help them find a new job. Don't expect to attend one networking event or function of some sort and get a job or find clients. Networking is like planting seeds. It takes time to cultivate relationships, but when you do, you'll have a bountiful harvest of job leads, clients, or new friends. Question. Is it bad manners to call someone repeatedly after leaving a message when it's not an emergency? I recently had someone call me nearly 10 times in 2 days before I had a chance to call them back. It was really annoying. Answer. Yes, it's very bad manners to call someone repeatedly after leaving a message. Unless it's an emergency, one message is all you should leave. If you haven't heard back from the person after a few days, then try calling, emailing, or texting again. It's important to remember that people get busy and can't always drop everything to return a call. Question. Can you talk about in-law etiquette? I have in-laws who pretty much cannot seem to grasp the concept of manners. They feel they have free range of my home and my family life. Answer. Wow, it sounds like you have some intrusive, or maybe just clueless, in-laws. Whether it's relatives, neighbors, or friends, it's never appropriate to impose on others. If you are visiting someone, even good friends, you must be respectful of their home and time. It is not polite to just drop in on someone and nose around their house. I'm not quite sure what exactly your in-laws are doing, but I would suggest setting some boundaries with them. Let them know when they are and aren't welcome to visit. Express your gratitude to them for being interested in you and your family, but state it isn't always convenient to have visitors. Be gracious and kind, but be clear with them. Don't expect them to read your mind. Question: What do you do when your boss has something in their teeth? Should you say something? Yes, you should say something, but only if you can do so discreetly. If you have to yell across the table, if you're trying to gesture wildly and everyone's seeing you, that's not appropriate. But if you can just quietly say to them, looks like you have a little spinach in your teeth, something like that, then yes, go right ahead. There's nothing worse than when you get back to your office or your home or whatever, and you see that you had something in your tooth the whole time. Question, when there are a lot of utensils on a table, how do you know which one to use? Answer, there is a simple rule that you should remember, and that is that you start with the utensils on the outside and work your way in towards the plate. So when you hear the term outside in, that's what it means. So if you see a salad fork on the outside or maybe a soup spoon on the outside, in other words, they're the furthest from the plate, that's the utensil that you would start with. And actually, if you look at those utensils, you can detect which courses you're going to be served. If you see a salad fork, you can assume you're going to be served a salad. The salad fork is usually smaller than the dinner fork. If you see a soup spoon, obviously you're going to have soup. So you just use them on the outside, work your way in towards the plate. I was teaching a dining etiquette seminar at Centralia College, and a young man, as I was walking around, asked me, well, I understand the outside in concept. So I've been eating the food on the outside of my plate first and then working my way in towards the inside of the plate. I had to laugh. It was so cute. He obviously misunderstood what I had said. So it's the utensils on the outside and work in towards your plate. Thank you so much for your questions. This is Arden Kleiss with Kleiss Etiquette for KSER.